Hi, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the Lateral Line Podcast. We're down here in Atlantic Beach with Captain Joe Shute at Captain Joe's Bait and Tackle and Fly Shop. We were out doing some albacore fishing today. After yesterday, it was sort of everything's downhill. It was unbelievable yesterday. You had the same sort of action yesterday, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah, it was terrific the last 4 days, actually. Today, for some odd reason, well, it went to the southeast today. Southeast getting a good wind here. It kind of shuts things down, and unfortunately it did that today. But, you know, when you're used to casting to unlimited pods of breaking fish, it's a breakdown to only come back and catch 10 or 12 fish in a day.
Yeah, that's the truth. So you told us about the kings, and we went out there and tried for those kings, but we couldn't get them. But you were showing us some flies here that seemed to do the trick for you. And what do you recommend to people just giving it a try? I mean, there's a few spots, obvious spots out there you can try, but maybe you could explain to people what you told me about the fly and, you know, how you rig it up.
Right. The way we fish a fly, I make them about 5 inches long. I use a lot of crystal flash and a lot of flash of boo. I use pearl, Grand Estaz pearl on the head with a 7/32 eye. And, you know, we just fish it over structure. This time of year, some of the places to fish, northwest places and Big Ten, Little Ten are real good live bottoms and reefs to fish. East side, the Atlas Tanker is a real good place with a 30-minute rock. What you want to do, we first go over top of the rock and we look and mark bait and kings on it. Then we'll get upwind of it and we'll use a 400 grain full sinking line and cast it as far as we can, strip it all the way down to the back end and let it sink for about a minute. And then we a real fast retrieve back to the boat. And kings, if they're there, they usually can't stand it. They'll go right on it.
When you see that bait, yesterday we caught some sea bass in an area. And it looked like we were marking some bait. Are you looking for the big balls of bait like we look for with the albacore? Are you looking for the bait on the bottom? Or
I'm looking for midwater marks and marks on the bottom. Mostly what they are, tinker mackerel, cigar minnows, Spanish sardines, stuff like that. And they'll get over black bass bottoms, too, and they'll feed on the black bass. But that's what we're normally looking for. We're looking for a little bit larger bait, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 inch bait is what we're looking for.
I got you. Well, this is the prime time for albacore, at least everybody thinks it is, and I guess it probably starts around October. Could you take the viewers through maybe your seasons down here in Atlantic Beach and what they could expect in good times of year to come? Because there's a lot, albacore fishing is great, but I know you guys have redfish and the kingfish and the bluefin and everything else down here.
Right, we've got pretty much a year-round fisheries. The only months that are really slow for us are the last half of February and March, and offshore March is starting to pick up. The end of March, 1st of April, Atlantic Bonita and Bluefish show up in good numbers, and we have a small albacore bite. About every other year, we'll have a real good spring bite on the albacore. But the Atlantic Bonita fishing is great on inshore wrecks and reefs. excuse me, then our Spanish mackerel will start to pick up when the water gets about 66, 67 degrees. They'll start to show up. King mackerel will start to show up in May. We also have a good cobia run in May and June. The redfish and speckled trout start picking up good in May as well, back in the marshes. People that like to go offshore fishing, the month of May and June are fantastic dolphin fly fishing offshore. Most of them range anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds.
How far do you have to go off for
those? You really need a little bit larger boat. Normally, to get into them real good is 30 to 50 miles, with an average of about 35 to 40 miles. But we do catch them right here on the beach. But the best of it and more consistent fishing is run offshore about 35, 40 miles. And they're very fly friendly. We tease them up with hookless ballyhoo or squid teasers, and they'll pile right on a fly real easy. They're great to eat, they're acrobatic, and they're pretty stupid. They'll eat a fly real quick. Then we have our shark fly fishing. We do a lot of that in June and July behind the trawlers. We catch black tips, sand tigers, a big variety of sharks in the 50 to 150 to 200 pound class, on 11 and 12 weights. That's real good. That's a pretty much early morning fisheries, you know, first few hours of the day, and then it's over with. Then the fall, of course, starts to pick up. Our large Spanish mackerel, we have some world-class fly fishing for big Spanish the last 2 weeks of October traditionally, and that's the same time that the king mackerel and the albacore both start showing up, with October and November being the best months for our albacore and king mackerel fishing. And then in December, end of November, December, the giant bluefin show up close to beach, as well as the big stripers will show up on the Cape Lookout shoals in December and January. And then it kind of starts all over again.
What do you guys do for the Spanish mackerel? Do you guys troll the fly, or are you guys just going out and casting? And
no, it's all sight casting. We up to Cape Lookout Shoals, 6 and 7 weights, crystal copperhead flies, chartreuse and white clousers, a real fast strip. Good thing about it is that time of year, I mean, I'm talking about Spanish. These Spanish are 2 to 6 pounds. I mean, they're nice-sized Spanish. They're very aggressive. A little short piece of 40-pound fluorocarbon. Sometimes we'll have to go to wire, but usually 40-pound fluorocarbon will work. The water a lot of times is so clear up on the Cape Shoals, it's sight fishing. You can actually see them swimming through the water before you cast to them, and it's a lot of fun.
That's amazing. Now, you do have some redfish down here, right?
Oh, yeah.
That, I heard there was a school of about 300 running around Shackleford Banks. We didn't look for them, but...
Right. They were right on Shark Island day before yesterday and yesterday. And, you know, they were... Plenty of fish there. This time of year, our marsh fishing for reds is pretty good. We also have a small tailing fisheries on reds throughout the summer and fall here. And most of the fish are running, you know, 18 to 32 inches. Once they get over 32 inches, they go up the Pamlico or they go out in the ocean to spawn. But we have a pretty good fisheries on them.
And plenty of trout too, right? I mean, if you want to get trout on the fly, it's...
Oh yeah, you can go to the marsh or to the rock jetties and use a sinking line and catch plenty of speckled trout on fly. Yeah,
that's great. Well, you have full service operation here. You've got bait and tackle, full fly shop here. You've got charters for light tackle guys, fly guys, bait guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do it all here, right?
We try to, yeah. We do that, do our best. Like I said, we've been here for a good while, about 15, 16 years now, and we're well connected with the charter industry here, which is good. When people call and want to know what's going on, we can tell them where and what with, and as well as hooking them up with both inshore and offshore guides.
And so, you have a pretty good website that you keep up to date with all the fishing reports and everything. Everybody can find that at CaptainJoes.com, right?
Correct, yes. It's CaptainJoes.com. I've got basically three websites on one. We got the fly shop, the tackle shop, and the charter business all on the one site that you can go to.
Well, that's great. Thanks a lot, Captain Joe. Thanks for all your help. We've had a good time when we've been down here, and we always like stopping in here. So we'll stay in touch, and everybody tune into their website, CaptainJoes.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Catch tomorrow.